It's your second hour of your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Don Reese, take it away.
We're back. This is HollywoodConnections.biz, and check us out live on the internet, tantalk1340.com. You can actually hear everything that's going on in the station. And before we kick off, and we still have Marty, the top agent here, King James, you're going to talk about an event coming up this Sunday.
Yes, I am.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, this Sunday, a well-known artist just passed away with cancer. His name is Claude Kennedy, and everybody that knows anything about music in the area, jazz, knows Claude. He's been here for years, and they're having a memorial for him at the Martin Luther King Center this Sunday from 2 to 6. So if anybody is interested, Al Dowling, jazz, they're going to be there. A lot of musicians, well-known jazz singers, are going to be there paying honor to him. And afterwards, then I'm promoting an event with all the friends of Claude at the Island Vibes new Jamaican restaurant in Largo, right on West Bay and 4th Street. It's right on the corner where the old Thirsty Marlin used to be.
Okay, so, and it's free to get in.
Oh, yeah, it's free. It's a memorial for Claude. I mean, like I said, he was a beautiful flutist. He was a master musician. He got his master's in music from USF. And like I say, everybody knows Claude. So it'll be a lot of well-known artists, jazz singers, musicians there honoring him. And we'll be at the Island Vibes from 6 to whenever.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And everybody's welcome to bring their instruments and have a nice jazz jam. So it should be a great event.
Okay, we'll pop over there for sure on Sunday. Yeah. And I also want to talk about what's happening this weekend. Stand Up for Vets. Go to www.sufv2016.com. I'll be hosting this event. And it's 5025 DeVille Circle, St. Petersburg, Florida. And it is on my HollywoodConnections.biz. There's a link to that. A big event for veterans this weekend as well. And we still have Marty on the line. He's an agent, casting director, actor with Mike that's here. He's a film director. And I'm going to introduce, tell everybody who you are. You're live.
I'm the best.
He's the best actor in the world.
I'm Kenny Ray. I got a film I'm doing. It's a big change for me because I play wise guys and police officers and captains and stuff like that. This is a challenge for me. I'm playing a brain surgeon on Always Live, Laugh, Love. It'll be coming out in 2017. Heck of a movie. It's a tearjerker, but yeah. It's beautiful, very well done.
Right. I saw the trailer of that, and it really touches your heart. And also, Marty's on the line. Marty, say hello.
Hello. How are you?
So here's another agent for you. Ask him a question.
There you go. Marty, if you need me for anything, you know what I'm talking about over there from New York?
Yeah, I get what you're talking about. Let's talk some business here, okay? Let's have a sit-down. What do you say?
Huh? Listen, I'll give you the first shot, you know, because I got people in line.
All right. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Well, look look at the internet worldwide and say hi to Marty. Because he's going to get this.
How do you like that look, Marty?
Very. Well, I have to see. We're live, right, Dawn?
Yes.
I have to check it out, okay?
We're live, I'll get you the live video feed afterwards for sure, because everything that we do here is live on the video feed. I know. It's just cool. Well, we just want to alliterate real quick with you guys. Thank you so much for being here. You know, Mike, tell us your film, your Facebook, your website, where people can go to.
For now, the 1202 Productions website is under construction. But as I mentioned before, if you wanted to reach out to me about anything, I can always be reached at 1202prod@gmail.com.
Wonderful. I hope you guys had fun. And thank you so much for having me last night.
Thank you for having us today.
Yes. It doesn't go fast.
Been great.
No, yes.
It goes too fast.
Yeah. It always does, but it's always fun.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here. Tell everybody your name.
Keith Surplus, and thank you for having me on. This is exciting.
So. Oh, good, good. We're going to have you guys come back with Marty again and talk about maybe you could bring the stars back on.
Yeah, that's if Marty can make that happen, I'd be more than happy to come back again.
That would be fun, Marty. I know Yvonne would love that. Very, very cool.
For sure.
Awesome.
And I got some more producers that want to actually be interviewed for their films because they got the ones I've been casting for. So
nice.
I'll keep you posted for that as well.
Okay? Well, you know, that's what this show is about, guys. It's about opening the door of opportunity for talent out there. They don't know where to go, what to do, who to trust. They don't want to pay thousands of dollars for, you know, classes. And trust me, I've heard the stories, you know. And this is giving you a chance with casting directors. And I do have to tell you, there's a gentleman I work with at HSN. He's a producer. And I'm doing the Randy Jackson now. So Randy Jackson guitar. So if anybody plays guitar really well out there, send me a video. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz and tell me why you want the Randy Jackson guitar. This is not a contest. It is a testimonial for HSN. And so we just did Keith Urban, which I was on. You'll see me on the 26th on HSN. Yes, I'm talking about memories and families and get-togethers and singing together. I know, for Keith Urban.
You're selling yourself.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's out getting out there. And
yeah.
You have to get out there and make things happen. But you guys, thank you so much. I know you're tired, and I do want to bring you back.
No, thank you.
No, we'll definitely be happy to come back. Just let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you need a broadcaster, reporter going, this is what happened in the alley tonight at 9. Tarpon Springs. Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. And Marty, any last words?
Well, I want to say, you know, look for this film. I know there's people that are out there, they're want in on a great project. This is a great film, best laid plans. The script is wonderful. The crew has been professional, very nice. And just stay tuned. Just contact Michael Lacostri. He's the director. Or you can contact me if you have any questions at Thespis Rose Theater, and I'll direct any questions regarding the film to him.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to answer. I'll be more than happy to answer them.
I'm popping somebody in the nose with the microphone. Whoops. Okay, and then you have one question for Marty before he goes. Real quick.
Hey, Marty.
Uh-huh.
Marty, Tony Soprano, how are you? Listen, okay. are you ready for this? You ready to do a Godfather 3 with me?
I'm down. Let's go.
Look at this face. Are you ready? I'm going to take the headphones off to just show you a little preliminary.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, Sonny, you take care of these guys on the West Side. And Bobby, you know
he's
what to do. Give me a call as soon as it's over. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to look like this.
Auditions? No, we don't charge for auditions. Marty,
what do you think? You think we can do it?
I say, send me your headshot and resume. Let's go. Let's get work.
There you go.
Do it.
There you go.
Actually,
I will forward my contact info so you can send your stuff to me.
Yep.
And there you go. I like I said, not only do I have the agency, I also cast for films. So, and I did cast a mob film, which was one of my first films that I cast, Killing of a Japanese Bookie.
Marty, you got to see some of my stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have my wife, Ingrid, she co-produces a lot of stuff. I'm going to have her send you some of my clips from Rogue Island, a mob movie that we did. I played a wise guy and a couple things. As a matter of fact, funny as hell, I got a 78 Lincoln outside, powder blue with a carriage roof. You might even want to use that in the films. I got several classic cars. I got a John Gotti 420 SEL Mercedes.
Ooh.
That they used in the movies.
Oh, wow.
And everything else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that since you're into the mob movie thing. And I bought the car.
Nice.
I did the movie 6 months later. I said to my friend that owned the car, I said, I'm going to buy that car. He says, you're full of it. I said, yeah? Well, I'll tell you what. I just bought the car last month.
There you go.
There you go.
That's for your location, people. But anyways, I know Mike and you guys got to get going. And so much. Thank you for being here. We're going to share Mike's here real quick.
And thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah. And everybody, thank you. And Marty, we'll talk to you next week. And what is your topic next week, Marty?
Well, I wanted to talk about demo reels. I don't think I've touched acting demo reels, very important, because the acting demo reels here in Florida are deplorable. They're not good. I keep seeing the same mistakes. So hopefully everyone stay tuned for the acting demo reels, what the do's and don'ts for it.
And Marty might even have an hour show here. We don't know yet. We're still working on it. For all you people there want to talk to an agent, casting director, I just kind of let it out of the bag a little bit, but we're working on it. So we'll keep you posted.
You got it.
Marty, if I
could
have you.
So, Marty, listen, I'm taking over. I always take his life over. After 38 years, I'm allowed to do that. But do you want me to get your phone number from Dawn, or do you want to just, I don't know if you want your phone number out there, you know?
He does, because he also has a website. Marty, you want to give your number?
Yeah, sure. I can be reached at 954-430-2234.
Okay.
954-430-2234 or 786-543-5251. 786-543-5251. I have two numbers.
786 is from where?
That's my business line. And
from
the
where?
The other one's my landline. I'm in Pembroke Pines.
Oh, that's Florida?
Yeah, he's
another
Florida.
Another area code. Shit, there's too many people coming.
We're
I'm
live
sorry.
On the air. We're censoring the second censor in the last
I'm
hour.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm at the Oscars and I just screwed up.
I'm sorry. No problem. Okay.
You're done.
Okay. We're going to go back to Love and Affection, Peter, my favorite song, while we switch chairs around. Thank you, everybody, for joining HollywoodConnections.biz. We'll be right back with some exciting news with some soap opera stars coming up and a big event that you don't want to miss.
A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland.
Hi, we're back, and thank you. I was doing an I Dream a Genie.
I need you know, to put these on, right?
Yes, please. So we're back on the air at 7:20 p.m., and my Alexia reporter came in. She's my beauty queen reporter, and she's one of my best as well, and she's going to interview the film directors out here. She came all the way from Orlando, guys, and she's amazing. And you know what, Ingrid, I'd like to have her at this event as well. You know, my top reporter and, you know, on the red carpet.
Oh, and that's Yvonne?
No, actually, this is Alexia. She's out there.
Oh,
she's
the
young
girl that just walked in.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She is an amazing actress and just phenomenal. So anyways, we're actually 7:20 p.m. And we also, hey, Peter, we need like a kaboom because, you know, he just got a connection from Hollywood Connections, you know?
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So what if you get it like a connection, you know how many people are getting connected through my shows, guys?
Let me tell you something. You've got such a beautiful show. You could call me at any time. 24/7, I'll be here for you.
Wow.
Yeah, especially Ingrid.
and Patty.
Yes, we have Ingrid and Patty in the house, and you have an amazing event coming up. Yes, we're going to talk about that right now.
Yes, actually, I think Patty should take over first because she's more involved than I am. Okay, and more in depth with all the details.
All
Patty, it's all yours. It's all yours. Go ahead.
You're live on the air.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to WTAN 1340 AM, and I have some great news.
Oh, wait a second, Patty. We're 106.1 FM and also 104.3 FM.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I have some great news for all you soap opera fans out there. We are hosting a GH General Hospital holiday event. It's going to be December 10th at the Feather Sound Country Club. And we have three of the hottest stars coming from General Hospital. It's going to be William DeVry, who plays Julian Jerome. It's going to be Donnell Turner, who plays Curtis. And it's going to be Ryan Pavey, who plays Nathan West. Ooh. So you do not want to miss this fabulous event. We have all different events scheduled for the weekend. Starts Saturday afternoon at 3:00. We'd open the doors at 1:30. At 2:15, there's going to be a photo shoot with the three actors where you get yourself taken with a picture with the three actors. And while they are doing a meet and greet, the pictures will be printed so that they can sign them for you. The meet and greet starts at 3:00 till 6:00. From 8 to 10, we have a cocktail party with the doors opening at 7:30. And Sunday morning, we are auctioning the three actors off for breakfast.
Ooh,
it's
that's
the
exciting.
Benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation. So you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for tickets. We have all different prices. A whole package includes the photo shoot, meet and greet, cocktail party. It's $340 for the whole weekend for the package. The other prices are like $133 for just the VIP meet and greet, $187 for the cocktail party, and $160 for the photo shoot meet and greet. So like I said, the whole package for everything is $340. So come and join us and have a fabulous time meeting these great actors.
That's awesome, Ingrid. And you're both putting this together.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm not as involved as I used to be because I've gotten involved with getting my husband's career going.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, I see that Lori Martino, Johnny Martino's wife, you know, he played Paulette Gatto in The Godfather. And, you know, Johnny Martino, we were talking about that a while ago. And I just text Lori and I'm like, live on Facebook, I'm like, Lori Martino, you and Johnny have to call the station now and say hi if you have a second.
Well, because you've got a gangster in the house.
I know. Hey, Lori, if you're still watching live on Facebook, call us at 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear from you and Johnny. It's 7:24 in the evening. We're live on the air. And you know what? I have a friend from high school that I haven't seen since high school. She texted me and said, I'm in Clearwater. And I'm like, oh, well, then come to the station. So
he's here?
Oh, she's here.
Or she's here.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in a second.
All right. But so, anyway, everyone, come to the event. It's going to be really great. And Kenny and I are going to be there. And we actually still have, especially at the cocktail party, we still have four seats available at our table. So if anybody would like to call, you know, get in touch with us, just go to Kenny Ray's REA. Just go to his Facebook page and text me or text him or email me if you have my email or call me if you have my number. And just let us know if you want to sit at the table with this, you know, up and coming star.
That's so cool. So how did you get to meet these guys? Have you met them yet or?
I've met Will DeVry. This is the third time that we are bringing Will DeVry to town.
Okay.
The other two is the first time that they are coming, and fans are very, very excited to meet these guys.
I bet they are. So. Yeah.
I'm going to be clean, but I'm going to say it's a very hands-on experience because you get to actually spend a lot of time with the actors, where you can actually talk to them, spend a few minutes with them, have pictures taken with our professional photographer, or You can even take pictures, you know, with your own phone. So it's, you know, it's a combination of things. And it's just a very relaxed, nice atmosphere.
And that's coming up December?
December 10th at the Feather Sound Country Club. Again, to go for tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Actually, I'll put that link on my Facebook and social media, okay. And I'll put it on hollywoodconnections.biz later tonight so you can see that. So that's really
also,
great.
Also, if anybody has any questions, they can call me. My number is 727-210-5143. So like us on Facebook.com/soapthis, on Twitter, Instagram, every place you go, you'll see Soap This in our event. So like I said, it's going to be a very hot holiday season event. So come and enjoy the fun.
That is so exciting. And what made you want to do this from your heart?
My sister and I have been doing this for almost a decade. Mm-hmm. We have worked with all the actors from General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live, Young and the Restless, and Days of Our Lives. And they used to hold an event at Disney called Super Soap Weekend for 10 years. And we used to go every year, meet a lot of the actors, and then that's how we started doing events.
Oh, very cool. Now, were you an actress yourself?
No, I wasn't.
No, she's getting better, though.
No. A beauty queen?
No.
And you forgot Bold and the Beautiful. Jacob,
Bold and Beautiful
Jacob is
also
never going to forgive
yes,
you.
Yes, right. And also Bold and Beautiful with Jacob Young.
Very cool. So we're getting a call here, and it could be one of our state senators calling in.
Now, we can also, if you want to do a contest or something on the air where we can get, you can give away two tickets for somebody to win to the event.
Do you know what I think we could do? I got a better idea. Let's have you come back, and then you could read a letter from somebody why they really want this, you know, from the heart.
Okay.
You know, just a random.
Or we could have, the last time we were on.
Right.
I remember that we did a little quiz thing.
Ooh.
And whoever
the
would
tenth
answer,
caller. Yeah.
Whoever we had the certain caller, whoever would answer the question the right way, they would win the tickets. How's that?
That's
we could
good
do
too.
That too.
We
right?
could yeah, that would yeah. we could do that. I'd like to social media that for a week. For
that's
people?
Good. That would be fine.
You
okay.
have our
that
permission.
Would be fine.
Thank
you have
you.
Our permission to do anything and to give away two tickets to the meet and greet in the afternoon.
Wow. And that's a value at how much? Usually, I mean,
the VIP is 133. We will let you give a ticket for the 133 VIP and one for 160 for the photo shoot meet
and
greet.
Wow, that is super special. And you're getting that on Hollywood Connections. And I Lori Martino just said, say hello. I was asking if Johnny Martino could call in and we'll get him on soon. And but it's kind of a last minute, but I wanted to say a shout out to her as well. And also Ingrid, now tell me about your background. As you were a model also.
That, I was born in Germany.
Yes.
I used to model quite a few years ago.
That's how we met.
That's how you guys met.
Yeah, we met in L.A. Yeah.
Okay.
When he was doing some films back in the 70s.
We were trying to put French
Connection. You need the microphone.
We were trying to put French Connection 3 together. And I was doing with Eddie Egan, the original French Connection, Popeye Doyle, Eddie Egan. We tried to raise... at that time, it was $1.5 million and to do French Connection 3. And I'm going to the lobby to go to the little girl's room, and I meet Ingrid. And,
no, you didn't meet me.
Well, I looked at you, and I went, wow.
No, that's where I see, that's where I take over. I always take over his life just very quickly. Back then, at the Wilshire Hotel at that point, they still had the little guys walking around. If you got a phone call, they used to walk around with the little tablets with your name on it.
Oh.
We're going back a ways. We're old.
Yeah. No.
So, so anyway, so this guy was walking around with my name. And I'm going like, really? So I went to the phone, and that's when he saw me.
Oh, so, how special.
And the rest is, as they say, history.
Okay, so what makes a successful marriage, working relationship, and show business? What is your secret? I always ask that to married
good
couples,
looks.
And especially directors and film directors.
I would, you know,
are
both our main thing is trust.
Right.
Just trust and love each other.
I agree. I agree. You know,
trust and love each other.
Go to the beach like we did that.
And go to the beach.
And go to the beach. Oh, yeah, and get, oh, well, that's another story. That's for another night.
Well, we wanna, that's awesome. So also, I want to thank you both for being here. And, you know, okay, we're just excited to have you here and talk about this super amazing event and this contest that we'll have for somebody that will be a lucky one.
That would be great. We'll and I've always tickets. Wanted to say this.
We'll thanks let you give two tickets.
Us.
Thank you for having us, Dawn, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
No, also, too, is you know what, ladies? I don't know if you're interested, but I had a meeting with Lola, station owner.
Yes.
And we are putting together a business view show coming up. And our first kickoff is December 6th. So if somebody has something in business that they want to do or they want to be a part of the show, I'm just going to host it. I'm not going to, it has nothing to do with Hollywood Connections. It's all about you and your business for 20 minutes. You get to do it once a month.
Any kind of business?
Well, any kind of business. That's the one show that we're putting together.
Like a film company? Or
it could be. Yeah. You have 20 minutes. And then you're going to get like 30-second, 40 spots for the month. I know. I think that's right that I wrote down. And then you're also going to get connected to the Facebook. Actually, your page will go to Tantalk 1340 on the website.
Okay. And what date? What's
well,
date?
Actually, I need to have you. We're having a meeting tomorrow at the station. So if you can pop over, I can.
Okay. We're in. And the from Lima Productions, the owner. I'll bring him
that
in.
Would be good.
I'll bring him in.
Yeah, just to see if you'd be interested, because it's men or women that if you have a business, you can be a part. Now, if you're not in the area, you can Skype your shows in or you can call in. So,
we'll be here.
That would be great. And the other show is we're doing a medical show. So I'll be hosting. So if it's chiropractors, eye people, you know, anything to do with anything in the medical industry and you're driving, you're like, oh, that's me.
Can I ask you a question? Now, you said with the medical.
Right.
I was just talking to a friend of ours who owns seven medical group clinics.
Oh, nice.
Now, but the thing is, you said repetition. So what? Give me that part.
Well, kind of what it's going to happen. They're going to talk whatever they want to talk about, you know, what the health of fitness.
How is it repeated? Many times and how many?
It'll be
long.
This one will be once a month for 20 minutes, but they're going to get their commercial spots for their business as well.
For how?
I know she said like I'm going to just reiterate, but as I wrote down, I know it was like 30-second commercial spots about 40 times for the month. Because
really?
Yeah, so it's a really good deal. But there's a super deal that we're going to talk about tomorrow. That I can give you more information.
So I'm interested in both.
That's amazing because it's going to help people as well in the health and you know field and that's really exciting. And also too, I'm putting a children's show together. You know, I used to work for Radio Disney back in the days in West Palm, and you know, we don't have anything like that. And since I've been helping these kids out there, if you're 8 and above or 7 that you can talk, and you've got somebody in your family that could come on, we're going to put a show together. You're going to play your own music, whatever you want, and then I'm going to help produce it for the kids. So it's going to be really fun on that too. Now, also too, everybody remember, third Friday coming up, we're going to be at Safety Harbor with Tan Talk Radio. And then we also have other events coming up. So if you have some flyers that you need to go out, let me know, you know, with your event too.
Okay.
Which would be great. Okay. And I don't know why my alarm's going off in the middle of 7:30. I think it was 7:30 in the morning I set my alarm for, but it.
Well, good job.
7:35 p.m.
You're not late, I guess. Just a little bit late.
The kids event that you're having, is that, I have a friend who's a producer with Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Out in L.A.
Okay.
Is that something that I should, I mean,
you know,
that
that's,
she could call in? Or
oh, God, yes.
She could
yes,
get
I have,
involved in?
I want casting directors, I want producers to call in and say, hey, I'm casting for this event coming up, like we just did with Randy Jackson,
okay.
Keith Urban, Joy Mangano, we work with a producer for anything.
I've been working with Nickelodeon, I guess, I don't know, about 5 years, 6 years
now. Nice. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to be here to introduce them.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, I'm always here.
I know. I love
like
it.
Like you said, come and see me. I don't know what to promote. Ingrid, you'll find something.
Right, exactly.
Barbie and I went down to Rick Springfield's concert Sunday in Fort Myers.
He was in town?
He was in Fort Myers.
Oh,
awesome.
Can I tell you something? And this is really great for my audience listeners. I know I got to interview Henry Winkler last week, which was amazing. And then because there was a story that I gave how I met him and the crew back in the Happy Days gang, you know, and then it was little mini me. I don't know. Peter, do you have his little intro?
I do.
Hold on. Well, you got to hear this. This is so cute. But I sent another producer over and he goes, I'm not going to do mini me. I'm not going to do it. But he didn't. I didn't want mini me. I just wanted his name. But it's really cool. So here, just take a peek at this. I love this. And we're going to get him on.
This is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections. Okay. Isn't that cute?
That was short.
We actually, when you say Henry Winkler.
Right.
As Kenny, I don't know if he mentioned it, or maybe last week, we just bought a 78 Lincoln.
Okay.
And it's really funny. It reminds me of the radio, reminds me of the jukebox on Happy Days, because it's got a short, but every time it cuts out, all you do is take your palm of your hand and just hit the, just tap it, and it comes back on. And every time it comes back on, I go like, Happy Days.
I know. But you know, sad is like my little guy, that one of my reporter kids that I had, you know, last week, I'm like, do you know who Henry Winkler is? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, I've hit that age.
We get that all the time.
I know.
You say this one or that one or that one. Who's that? Oh, God. Really? Oh, my God. I go home, have a wine, and forget about it.
My brother's a CPA, and one of his clients is best friends with Henry Winkler.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to get Henry to call in. He said he would, as Kevin Sorbitt, too, from The Hercules, and some other ones I'm working on, and Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. So some great people that I grew up with as well. You know, when you're talking about Rick Springfield, do you know when I was in college in broadcasting, we produced our own segment, but we had Round and About Orange County News. And he was my first interview in Orange County, and
really?
Yes. Oh, my God. And you know what is really amazing? He looked at me and he goes, this is special. I never bring my mother on. And his mom came on.
His mom was there?
Yep. And she sat right on his lap. And he's like, this is for you, Dawn. And then to me, aww, being in broadcasting back in the days, that was really special.
Yeah.
You know, and to take the time to do that.
His concert was awesome.
Was that Happy Days?
He was General Hospital.
Yeah, Dr. Noah Drake.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Dr.
Right.
Noah Drake. But like I said, his concert was awesome in Fort Myers Sunday. It was at the ranch.
Ooh.
And it was great. It was really great.
Nice. Very cool. Well, you ladies always have something special to bring to the table. And I'm so glad that I met you that day with Lola, the station owner. I know. We love Lola.
Lola's a sweetie.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love her ringtone. Whatever.
I love her, but I like her dogs better.
Ragsdale?
Both of them.
She's got five.
Oh, I only met two.
There's
the two that are here.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. Yeah. They're her dogs. And we want to thank you so much for being here. And you know who's behind me? I have somebody that we've been talking to. They drove. I think you drove all the way. Did you drive or fly? Oh, my God. They drove in from Texas. And I have a surprise. She probably is like, you're putting me on the air? Yes, I'm going to put you on the air. We're live. Hey, Peter, can you go to some fun music for us? That would be great. We'll be right back at 7:38 in the evening. We got some more news to tell you. And go to HollywoodConnections.biz, and I am Dawn Reese, your host. We'll be back.
See fire and gold, I have not to give to you. Material things, I have not to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. My love and affection, love and affection, yeah. Okay. It's been a long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I. Gimme, 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 gimme.
give me love, affection. Come on, now, give me love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, no segregation. But there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. Love and affection. All I got for you, all I have for you. All I got for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection.
Yes, I give thanks and praise
to
the Most High. Praises.
All right. There will be no confusion, no temptation, no segregation, but there'll be solution. All I got for you,
don't go anywhere, because she's going to interview you.
I
do it for behind the scenes. Fafita's laughing at me. I got these two beautiful ladies here with their big Holiday Heart event coming up, and a heat. It's soap opera stars, and Alexia is joining us now. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry I'm really late. I just came from the hospital. My cousin's having heart surgery, so.
Oh, my God. How old?
She's 9.
Oh, my God. That's too young.
So if anyone out there is listening, please send prayers. We really need it, but she's okay right now.
Well, our prayers go out to her as well. And I didn't even know you were coming. I wasn't sure. I was texting you, waiting, Alexia, I want you to meet these film directors. But then when you told me, I was like, okay, just take it easy. Don't worry about coming. And then I thank you for being here as well. And we've got some other news we're going to talk about with Alexia. But I have tell everybody about how we met or how you knew me and back in the days. We have somebody from Texas.
We went to school together in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Close Corners, Wisconsin.
That's right. And we have, now you have some other friends that were in the circle too. Remember, that was it McKenna's?
Yes, Colleen, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And now she's now here.
Yes, and I'm going to see her while we're here.
Yeah. Well, if you're here, I'll get you some tickets to that comedy show on Friday night.
Oh, that would be
You like comedy?
Yes, my and husband loves it.
All right, we have two free passes for you from Larry. We'll make sure that happens.
That's awesome.
So you drove all the way from Texas, and what brought you to Clearwater?
My husband is the fire chief for our area, and it's southwest of Houston.
Okay.
And they're having an International Fire Chiefs Association conference.
Symposium in Clearwater? Oh, nice.
Yes,
I hope you get some nice relaxation beach time.
I plan on it.
For sure. Now, you've been following me along a little bit on Facebook and seeing what I'm doing. Now you're at the station. Now does it all make sense?
Yes. It does.
This is my passion. You know, here was that shy twirler back in the days, and I just twirled. Now I can't shut me up.
Yeah. You graduated in 78, and I graduated in 77.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Just, you know, I got to get back there. I just would like to take a tour of that high school, Whitnall High School.
I went back not too long ago, and our Spanish teacher, did you take Spanish?
You know, I did. Okay. ¿Estás estudiando en casa? No,
está con una amiga.
¿Dónde están las salas? No, en casa de mi casa. Something like that, but that's all I do in Spanish, and then it helped me a little bit being a flight attendant.
Miss Kletchka just retired year before last.
Wow.
And I went by and saw her. In fact, my profession is bilingual teacher, so.
Oh, wow. How about Mr. Lambert? He was the one that had me as the twirler. He was the band leader. Mr. Lambert.
Oh, he was the, no, I was.
He was older. I don't think he's around anymore.
Yeah, Mr. Vanderhart is still around.
I remember that name.
Yes.
We're reminiscing here in high school. Back in the, I have to get back for a reunion. That would be cool.
We're going to have one next year.
You are?
I think it's going to be class 73 through 78.
Really? Yes. That would be really
cool. That'll
include
you, yes.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
I would love to be there. That would be awesome. Now, I know Alexia drove all the way in. She's doing interviews with these two beautiful ladies that are going to be waiting. But Alexia, you're doing movies now.
Yes. I was actually wanting to talk about one of the movies I'm working on right now. Called Candy Cane Killer. I mentioned it before in the air.
And how did you get with them?
Mr. Adrian Blade was on your radio station, and I had an interview with him, and I was put on the crew and as one of the actors in the trailer, which is really cool because we just wrapped up the filming process for the trailer that should be out by this year. We're hoping leaning towards December, which is a lot of process, but it's going to be well worth it because the trailer scene it's going to be really exciting. The movie is very intense, and it's a really, really like classic cult slasher type action movie that I'm really excited to be a part of. We've been filming nonstop since October, and it's been busy weekends. I'm actually filming this weekend as well. And we're also doing this really cool thing. Sometime in December, we're going to be doing a contest for, we have these little dolls, the Candy Cane Killer dolls that Mr. Adrian's wife makes. She hand makes them, and we're selling them for $25. And anytime you buy one, all the proceeds are going to us to produce the movie to make it better for the audience and to have more money to produce it, to make the film what it needs to look like. So when we get that out, we're going to start selling out the merch. We're going to have this contest where people take a picture of the little doll. I'll post it through so you guys can see the picture.
Okay.
And I actually have one right here. And you take a picture of the doll somewhere very unique and very original, something that you would see a doll. There's some examples on our Facebook like page. And whoever has like the coolest, most creative picture is going to have a walk-in role. And that means the director is going to write in a role for them to be interacting with the other actors. So you will be on the film as well. So that's really, really exciting.
Well, you know what? I'm excited. You've been with me for many years now, and you're one of our international reporters. But, you know, you've gotten so many connections just from the show. But also, I put the girls and the reporters on the red carpet, yes. You know, and you meet film directors, and I put them right in front of you. And that's what I do. You know, I'm putting together, ladies and gentlemen out there and my listeners, a reporter's workshop for teens and kids, because this is an opportunity for them to get on the red carpet. I'll train you at the station. You're going to learn. Maybe I'll put you on the other kids show, but we have some really fun things. But you have been meeting so many celebrities.
Yeah, and it's also really exciting, the one guest you just had today, I actually met him at the Gasparilla this year, so it's kind
of Mike that was here. He said I showed him your photo,
the one gangster. Yeah, the wise guy.
Really, oh, the other one. Yeah, Ingrid's husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. I can send you a picture back from Texas.
Really?
Yeah, I can take a picture with the doll and send it back to you.
Yes,
from Texas.
Oh yes, the doll. You want to put it on?
Okay, there we go. That's the...
It's handmade.
Okay.
To represent the Candy Cane Killer, and that's what it looks like.
Wow. It's a interesting movie, and the film director is working, and your sister, Brandy Hope Productions, where's she at tonight?
Working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So but she's a hardworking...
She's here in spirit. Yeah.
I thank you, and I thank you so much for driving all the way from Orlando down here.
No problem. And also, I'm doing the stand-up for veterans. Performance.
Yes, you're going to be at the Stand Up for Veterans performance. Yes, we're going to give that address again for coming up.
Yes,
and you're going to be there this weekend with me?
Yeah, I will be there. So whoever's listening, you can see Miss Dawn. You can also say hi to me as well.
I know. Well, some of the celebrities, Alexia, who have you interviewed? There's so many.
I've interviewed a lot of the Walking Dead cast just recently.
Mm-hmm.
I
know. You met.
I met one of the favorites I enjoyed meeting was the new actress from Deadpool. She plays a Megasonic teenage warhead. She's really nice. Her name is Brianna. I interviewed her because it's really cool because Deadpool's one of my favorite Marvel movies. So mm-hmm. I got to see her this year and interview her. So that was pretty exciting. I have a lot more interviews to send to you. I've just been so busy that I'm like lacking, and I got to interview.
No, she's an actress, but that's your passion, and that's what I wanted to do with you. I saw an open door for the kids, and I said, you know what? From my background in broadcasting, let me train you, let me help you. Now I don't even have to tell her what to do. She just goes. I'm like, wow, go Alexia.
And it's a really great experience. I highly recommend any person, teenager or adult, whatever, boy or girl. I highly recommend that you get involved in something like this, because not only does it help you get further with your career in this type of business, but also helps you get out of your shyness and boosts up your confidence a little bit more. So I've been with you since I was a really small child. So,
and how old are you now?
17.
Right.
And since then, I've blossomed into being a little bit more outspoken. I mean, doing this has really impacted a lot, so I definitely recommend it to.
And the media IDs are great because it gets you into so many things.
Yeah, we just need a new one.
I know. Now you have a talented son, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Let's talk about him for a minute.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi, Jacob, because I think he's listening right now.
Yay! So.
He's listening all the way back in Texas.
Okay.
So, yes, he is extreme, just very gifted. He taught himself how to play the guitar, the piano. He's a drummer by trade, and he also works with troubled children. So he can draw, he can do anything he wants, sets his mind to do. He's just very talented.
Now, where in Texas are you?
Southwest of Houston. It's Richmond-Rosenberg area.
Now, I have a new reporter in Texas, my new Miss Teen Texas. Let me set up an interview for her to come and meet with you guys when you get back and your son. And I want a more in-depth interview with him playing guitar and, you know, a little bit about a little documentary that would be good for her in training.
That would be wonderful. Exciting. He would love that. Yeah, he's in a band right now. And they play regularly at certain places, and he's an incredible drummer. He's very good.
So, and what does he want to do?
I think his dream job, I think, would be to play the drums for a living.
Right.
But
to find a band,
of course, you have to have a day job. So
does he? I know he has some demos. I know that there are people out there listening, and I know that I took a friend with a Funkadelics, you know, George Clinton, and
we went
behind the scenes, and so we put this gentleman on stage, and now he was touring with them for a while as well. So you never know, because when bands come to town, they're always looking for drummers in those areas. And that's another connection. Or is it raining outside, Peter?
That's another connection on Hollywood Connections.
I agree. You know what's really cool, Peter, is that I had one of my friends that I actually worked with at a corporate modeling school, and she just got a major film part with Anjay in a movie. And there's so many people getting connected with my show. So I had a talk with Lola. And, you know, if you go to tantalk1340.com, you're going to go to the podcast.
Tantalknetwork.com also.
Oh, yes. Really? We have that now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
There you go. Another website, another way.
Okay, so what I told Lola, and then she gave me a good idea, I haven't even named all my podcasts. So we're going to name them with numbers. And then I'm going to have something like, you know, listen to podcast number 232 or whatever. There's going to be a film director that gives you a casting director. So I've got some homework to do myself. But there's so many, Peter. You know, we have casting directors, film directors from all over.
It's a great idea, honestly. Keep you organized a little bit.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you have one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app to hear this show, along with all the fine shows on the Tantalk Radio Network.
I know. And, Peter, you're on Saturdays.
Saturdays, the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area from 3 to 5. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. The Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio.
I'm going to hook you up with John Steinmiller. What did you think of last week with the Milwaukee Bucks?
That was great. It was a great interview kind of gave you a prediction on the Cubs winning the World Series on your show. And it happened. There you go.
So are you still a diehard Packer fan? Or?
You know, I am. My family, and you know, I would say my sons in Phoenix, they were the cheeseheads and the Packers.
We're cheeseheads all the way. You can't take the Wisconsin out of us.
No, and the Milwaukee Bucks, I definitely am a fan of theirs, but you know, I'm also a Florida Panthers hockey team, you know, and a Dolphins.
We got some work to do on you. You need to be a Tampa Bay fan, Tampa Bay Lightning fan. You're in Tampa now.
I know. I have to get over there, Peter.
I'm telling you,
I agree.
Yeah, and when you say you're from Wisconsin, I don't hear an accent anymore.
Maybe I don't know.
You're a flight attendant accent. Is that a thing?
It could be.
I think you have that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to.
Well, if she says Milwaukee, that will definitely give it away. Or
say
bubbler.
It.
Let's hear it.
So if I'm saying Milwaukee Bucks.
No, that's not how you say it.
She put on her flight attendant voice.
She's a trained professional. There you go, right there.
We say Milwaukee. We don't say Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We're Henry Winkler. Yes, the happy days.
Oh, did you see him?
I did.
Did you do the thumbs up?
Do you know, it was really cool. I have to talk about this story. So there, I was with Speedy Queen. I was like, you know, Miss Newport Beach or something, Miss South Shore Waterfalls. So I was at the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium when used to have the Happy Days crew, and they would come and play baseball. And so Henry Winkler walked out, and he gave me a big hug and a kiss on my cheek. And he is so soft-spoken, and it was so, what a gentleman. You know, and then they took me downstairs to meet Donnie Most and the whole crew.
Oh, wow. That would have been awesome.
Which was really...
Because it took place where we grew up.
I know. And so when I told him this in front of a crowd of a couple thousand people, seriously, in three ballrooms over at the Tampa MegaCon, and I said, Henry Winkler, I'm going to take you back. And I have that video. And he's like, was this before my statue? I said, this is way before. And then I told him the story, and he's like, okay. Then I got to meet him in person, which was really cool. And I said, Henry, I'd love to have you on the show. Because I had Clint Howard on, you know, back in West Palm Beach. And that was really cool to meet somebody that says, hey, I remember the bus breaking down and I remember what happened. And
Clint Howard was in the bear. What was it? The General Ben, was that what he was in?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then, and it's who you know and who knows you, you know, and it's just a matter of connections. And I heard, you know, we have a lot of celebrities in this area, and I would love to have them on the show. I'm working on some. And if you would like to talk about what you're doing and you're listening to Tan Talk and 106.1 FM, and we'd love to have you here and say, how do I get in touch with Dawn Reese? Well, go to HollywoodConnections.biz, and then you can check us out, you know, and what we do.
Or if you have an in because you went to school with her.
Right. Or an in. You know, but this is my passion, you know, and this is what I like to do and help people and give them the door of opportunity to, you know, realize, you know what, hey, maybe I don't want to be a reporter for entertainment. Maybe I want to be a veterinarian. Well, let's go interview veterinarians. I'll set up the interviews. And I've got girls in Houston, and they're coming from all over the United States now. And so I'm training them on Skype, and we're really getting them ready to be an opportunity, you know, to be a journalist.
Yeah,
that's, you know,
something really exciting.
I know, and you have some parades coming up. We have Dunedin.
Yes.
We have Largo, so we're going to be giving those coming up, I would say next week, with all the great events that we're putting together.
I have to come back when we have more time and talk about a few more roles I just got. I did an audition Sunday.
I heard.
Yep, I got it.
And you got a lead role?
Yes.
And we can't talk about it, really, but...
Not yet. After the table read, I'll be able to. And then also another one I can't say anything about at all, but I definitely, as soon as I... You'll be the first to hear my connection.
Well, Marty wants your photos. Marty needs to talk to you. So she got another agent connection tonight as well.
I'll be sending my headshots in the
resume. Hi, thank you so much. I know these ladies out there are going to be waiting for their quick interview. Yes. So Lexi's going to go interview. And also tell everybody your name again, live on the air.
Marie Woolley, Stack Woolley. I used to go to school with you. And my son's name is Jacob. And my husband, the fire chief, is Joey.
Joey, okay, nice to meet you. I hope you guys relax and enjoy our beautiful oceans down here. Maybe catch you on the sailboat. I don't know if you have some time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know, I can see what my husband's going to do in the next couple days here.
Yeah, I got to meet him out there. He's very nice.
Yeah, that's Bert. Yes. He's listened to the radio. You know, I got to tell you, Peter, I've had people that came to the show and they said, is this really FM? I'm like, if you go out to your car and you put the radio on, you can hear us.
I have mine on right now. I was on the way here. I was listening.
Yeah, 106.1, clear as a bell.
Yep. I know. I agree.
Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
we
never
were listening
know.
On the way. We were listening to the flamenco
wasn't he good
guitarist. Yes, he was.
I know
very
King
good.
James is supposed to be in the house, and he's got an event coming up this Sunday, Martin Luther King area, and he gave that information on the first half hour of the show, and we're really excited for his event coming up that will pop over on Sunday as well. Well, any other last words, anybody? Alexia?
No last words, except for again, prayers for my cousin Brooke, and thank you for anyone who's been supporting me, and I should be having my new song coming out soon.
Yay!
So, and then I'll be excited to be performing this Saturday.
And we're going to get some Miss World Tourism Pageant .com. Actually, I'm representing Florida. I'm really excited. There is an age group. So, yes, I'm in my 50s, and I don't feel like it. I'm like, what is it? 50s as a new, like, 30s?
Sure. Why not?
Let's say 20s. What the
heck? Yeah. Yeah, Ivana Trump used to say 39.
Forever.
Forever. That's true.
I also have to say that our oldest son is, he's going to be 33, and he is a Houston firefighter. So he's one of those really hot firefighters for Houston.
Okay. So. That would be another interview. And Peter, any last words? We have, 20 seconds?
No last words for me. Listening to Hollywood Connections on Wednesday night from 6 to 8 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Dawn Reese, and tune in next week. We have some more celebrities, guests. Thank you for tuning in. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Good night. God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen. Give it to God. All the glory and honor.
That's
bye-bye.
Right.